Pastor Tom. Well, welcome, welcome each one of you to the Master's Call. We thank God and we bless God for each of you. We thank you on this tremendous, terrific Thursday, and we look forward to what God has in store for us. It has been a pleasure to greet each one of you guys and set the seats and get ready. If you have not already done so, if you haven't got your pen, your sword, and your paper, then I advise you to do so. And at this time, it is a privilege, a pleasure, and an honor for me to bring to you that victorious woman of God, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our Master's Call family. We extend the warmest kingdom greetings on this terrific Thursday morning. Thank you so much, Evangelist Tiffany, for greeting all of God's people this morning. We are honored and humbled that you pressed early this morning, and especially a special salute to our our West or East Coast listeners. Okay. Lock doesn't let people call in, Tiff, so we want to let the call stay unlocked. But we're everybody's learning how to run the board. So welcome, welcome to each and every one of you. We are excited because the Master's Call is really all about Jesus. As we celebrate his name from beginning to end, we lift up the name of Jesus. And as we began this journey, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, and as the Lord placed this on our heart, we're coming up on a year at the end of October of each and every morning having a platform, a place, a posture of saying, Lord, have your way. And this is the place where it truly is all about the Master. He gave us a mission statement to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, that each and every day we're enriched because we're hearing the word of God. We're enhanced because his word opened our eyes of faith to the many possibilities that he has and the promises that he's still yet to perform in our lives. And we're empowered because inherent in the word is the exousia authority as we decree and declare his word and the dunamis power that destroys the yokes in our lives. And he's given us the scripture of Psalms 88:13 as the foundation for this journey. And in the 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So each and every morning we are crying out saying, Lord, Spirit of the living God, have your way in our lives. And we're excited that you decided to be a part of this journey this morning. We have a website where we have chronicled all of these awesome messages that have been ministered morning after morning since our beginnings back in October 25th of last year. And we encourage you to go to our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and avail yourself of the awesome messages that are there that will stir your heart, encourage you, guide you, restore for many of us that God is still with us. And sometimes in those seasons, he's the one that's carrying us, making a way out of no way. And we ask you to be his mouthpiece and that minister of good news to share with others that this website is there and that there is a call every Monday through Friday that celebrates our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One of the other mandates that the Lord placed on our heart was to pray for our Artists International family, pray for believers, pray for the body of Christ, and just pray for all of us in the world. And these prayer warriors, we're humbled and honored to take your prayer requests and truly wrap them in the word of God that does destroy the yoke. And we encourage you to email us your prayer requests. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We love to hear from you. We love to hear the praise reports when God does answer our prayers. Then we love, for those who just want to give us a shout-out, let us know you're out there and that the call is a blessing to you each and every morning. We always invite those who would love to be a part of our team, that you are more than welcome to email us and let us know so that we can encourage and include you as part of our prayer warriors, the foot soldiers, the frontline warriors who make up the battalion of people who love to say what thus says the word of God and activate the heavens and let the anointing destroy the yoke. You are welcome. And the thread, the tool, the bridge that God used to yoke our hearts together with vision and purpose is Artists International. Many of us are distributors of Artists, and it is a family-owned Christian company that has a product and products that include and perfect our health as well as give us the wealth to create generational blessings. And for those of you who are a part of Artists, we always encourage you to go to your back office and read of the many activities that are going on, the promotions, different sales specials, but utmost our I Am Artist Tour, where we're going across the country, our leadership visiting us, the owners and other leadership, where they're letting you hear the heart, the vision, the pulse of our company. Got a call from one of our platinum presidents yesterday, and we want to lift up especially platinum president Harvey Monk and platinum president Gene Flynn. They're traveling over to our distributors in the UK. We have distributors all around the world, and we love to see the men of God up front, and we want to keep them in prayer as they're sharing the good news of Artists International and how God is using us as ministers in the marketplace. And it's just a lot of exciting things going on as this I Am Tour is going all around the world. Keep all of our leadership lifted up in prayer. For those of you on the line who are not a part of Artists International, please get back with the persons who invited you to this call and find out what we are so excited about, because we welcome you to take a look at what we know is a God-ordained company as we lift up the founding family, the Diaz de Leon family, and all of our platinums who are often on the road traveling all the way down. And never forget the advisor, the one who just started and joined our company last night. All of you are special in God's sight. And for all of you on this call as believers, oh, God loves each and every one of you, and there is a word from the Lord for you today. Before we get started, we want to invite Minister Willa to come to the line and give us our opening prayer so that we can get started with our call today. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and TMC family. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. So we worship you. We adore you. We magnify your name this morning. We honor you. We bow down before you, for you are our strength. You are our high tower. You are our deliverer. Father God, we just thank and praise you, Lord. Psalm 5:3 tells us, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I will lay my request before you and wait in expectation. So, Father God, we thank and praise you for a word that tells us that we can wait expectantly for you. Lord God, we thank and praise you that we can expect you to show up and show out. Whatever the need is, Lord, we thank you. Whether we need you to be our comforter, our deliverer, our provider, our armor bearer, our shield, oh Lord. We thank and praise you that you are all that and more to us this morning. Father God, we ask that you please forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, because you told us that when we ask you to forgive us, you are faithful and just to do just that. We lift up Dr. Vanessa this morning, oh God. We thank and praise you for being the foot soldier on the TMC, oh Lord, to be obedient to your word. And Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, we continue to lift her up in prayer, and we wait in with expectancy for you to do a wonder-working miracle, to do have your way in her life this morning as she goes on in a new way this morning, oh Lord. Father God, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, Lord, that they heard your voice. We thank you, Lord, for their obedience. Now continue to order their footsteps and be that lamp unto their feet and that light unto their path. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every person who is on this call this morning, that we will hear what the Lord says and be faithful and obedient to your word. Now, Father, as we said, because of your word, because of Psalm 5:3, we know that we can expect the airways to be clear, that there be no interference by any interference, no hindrance, no diabolical attacks on this call, that everything that is said goes forth with clarity, unchecked by any outside force. We thank you, Lord, that our hearts are ready to receive the word of God. We thank and praise you for the speaker this morning who is bringing the word, that it is a fresh anointing that will fall upon her, the person bringing the word this morning, oh God, and that we receive it, that it falls on good ground. And now, Father, today, as always, put a watch over our mouth and a guard over the doors of our lips, that we will say only what the Lord says, that we may encourage someone, uplift someone, love on someone today, this morning. Share the word of God, because that is our mission, to go out and share the word that we hear today. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks and praise, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for this call. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that awesome strategic prayer, clearing the heavens. Well, I tell you, the word that the Lord put in my heart to minister to you today is something that I ministered about 2 years ago, and he kept bringing that phrase back to me because he was really saying hard in my spirit that many of us have let ourselves become offended and have gotten out of place with things, with life, because the spirit of offense has come in, as the Word of God talks about in Galatians 5. And this morning, I want to talk about Q-tip, Q-T-I-P, in your heart and mind. And the acronym, you know, I love acronyms, is quit taking it personal. Q-tip, in your heart and mind, quit taking it personal. It is really all about Christ. Q-tip, quit taking it personal. It is really all about Christ. See, when we let the spirit of offense come in, sometimes our imagination gets ahead of us and we start reading into things that aren't there and can often sometimes even become divisive. So we want to decide today, once and for all, that you, that I will stop taking things so personal. When we think of Q-tips, we think of the Q-tips that are often used to clean out our ears. And remember, in weeks past, we've been talking about guarding your ear gates and guarding your eye gates of what we allow to come inside of our spirits. And I want to give you a little history, because I'm so into us understanding history, where we came from, so we'll understand where we're going this morning. Well, where did Q-tips really come from? Many of you all have them right on your bathroom counter today. Well, in 1923, upon observing his wife applying wads of cotton to toothpicks, Leo Gerstenzang, yeah, that's his name, G-E-R-S-T-E-N-Z-A-N-G, was the original founder of the Q-tips company, and he conceived the idea of manufacturing a ready-to-use cotton swab. And he founded the Leo Gerstenzang Infant Novelty Company, and it was a firm which marketed baby care products. Well, in 1926, the product was originally called Baby Gaze, and in 1926, the labels were changed to read Q-tips Baby Gaze, G-A-Y-S. Later, the name Baby Gaze was discarded, and Q-tips became the identifying mark for cotton swabs. Now, the Q in Q-tip stands for quality, and the word tips describes the cotton swab at the end of the stick. I want you to stay with me in the spirit, the quality of things we allow into our ear gates. So now I pose the question to each and every one of you this morning on our Master's Call line. And every day I ask myself, what is the quality, what is the nature of the things that we allow ourselves to hear every day? Do we choose to hear things that encourage us, empower us, constructively inform us? Or do we allow things that our ears that require spiritual cleansing because they discourage us and bring us down? See, as believers, we must never, never, never forget the big picture, because it's all about the Christ in us. See, way too often, the world can seduce believers to get things backwards. The world makes us believe that it's all about us, that I can do whatever I want to do as long as it's legal. So many of you all from the old school, you remember the Isaac Brothers, it's my thing, it's your thing, do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. Stay holy, but you know where I'm going with that, where you're self-centered, because it's for us four and no more. I can do my own thing without anyone's permission or acceptance. Nothing could be further from the truth. As Christians, followers of Christ, we have a guide inside, and that's our paraclete. That's the Holy Spirit. We have a book that was written to lead us and guide us and instruct us on what we can do and what we cannot do. Anytime it does not line up with what the world says. But as believers, Q-tip, quit taking it personal, because it really is not about you and me. It's about the light of Christ inside of us. See, many of us as Christians do not see ourselves as servant leaders. We've talked about that a lot over the years, which really is the Jesus way, that he came to serve, to be the least of these, was the greatest. Too many of us think of ourselves as achieving status, power, control, so we can be served. That is the way of the world. See, remember John 15, 19, in that 19th verse of John 15, it says, if ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Okay, I hear some voices on the board. Let me block that out. Okay. All righty. Sorry about that. But I am of the world, and I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Today, truly understand, it's not about you and I. It is about the Christ in you and I. So many times we get deceived, and we focus on, we major on the minors. We major on things that aren't important to God. We get tripped up, and it causes us often to get out of position, mainly through offense. We're talking about guarding those ear gates and eye gates. See, today, truly understand, it's not about you and I. It's about the Christ in you and I. When people get mad at you, they're really getting mad at the light of Christ in you. When people pull away from you, it's often because they're resenting the countenance of Christ in you. When people criticize you for no reason, they are often angry at the truth of Christ, the truth in God's word that you're speaking, and that they do not want to live and abide by so what the word says, so they want to take it out on you. Q-tip, quit taking it personal. In your heart and in your mind, it really is all about Jesus Christ. So when people get mad at you, they're getting mad at the light of Christ in you. Remember, in John 12, verses 35 through 36, it says, then Jesus said unto them, ye a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things Jesus spake and departed, and did hide himself from them. Instead, embrace the other Q-tip, quality thoughts increase productivity. Quality thoughts increase productivity in your life. See, darkness and light never can hang out in the same place at the same time. The light of Christ shining in your life will attract other light, and then the environment can only get brighter. And then the eagle in you can begin to soar higher and higher. Matthew 5:16, that's in the red, y'all. That 16th verse of Matthew 5 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So again, I pose the question to each and every one of you this morning. And every day I ask myself this question. What is the quality? What is the nature of the things I allow myself to hear every day? What am I allowing in my ear gate? What am I allowing in even my eye gate? We must guard our ear gates and quickly clean up the spiritual garbage when people dump and try to dump on us. I call it quit letting people verbally vomit on you. I mean, just negative flowing out. Yes, there is a balance to be a good listener and help others to get through a rough season. But there comes a time when we cannot keep rehearsing a problem, a painful event, or a situation. We have to choose to get up and go on. We have to choose to not let these things into our ears, our hearts and mind that will poison us instead of perfect us. We have to choose to not let things into our ears, our heart and mind that will make us bitter instead of better. We have to choose to not let things into our ears, our heart and mind that will make us feel discouraged instead of being determined to live for Jesus Christ. So in conclusion, guard your ear gate daily. Clean it out from just some of the residue of life. Utmost. Remember, it's not about you and I, but the Christ in us. As we are God's living epistle, there will be opposition coming at us. But they are really coming at the letter of life that you and I read and represent as children of the King. See, as Jesus' hands extended, there will be someone who will resent you and resent you because they don't want to change. They do not want to change, but they just want to complain. So don't be so offended by their criticism. Take it as a compliment because we represent the best plan in town, whether they realize it or not. And that's the salvation plan, excuse me, with artists as God's ministers in the marketplace. Because that's what it's about, being kingdom builders. Excuse me. When we see artists as a great tool to spread the good news, many may reject your efforts and even be holy haters of your success and diligence. Don't take it personal. Misery loves company, and they resent that you no longer want to sit around and complain. See, you've chosen to become part of the solution instead of staying a part of the problem. We have the victory because Jesus Christ lives. We have the victory because God has promised us it's a fixed fight. Read Revelation, the back of the book. We win. When we keep our heart right, when we keep our mind focused on truth and success, then we'll guard what we let in our ears because it definitely affects the condition of our heart and affects the thoughts going through our mind. Your final positive Q-tip, quality thoughts increase productivity, is to stay faithful, stay focused, and stay firmly committed to your success day by day. Q-tip in your heart and mind. Quit taking it personal. Instead, embrace quality thoughts that increase productivity, because it really is all about Jesus. I pray this word bless your heart, encourage you, that it is about our Lord and it is about our Savior. And we're going to have Robin come to the line now and close us out in prayer. Robin, if you will star six your line, I know you're at work and you're on a different number. If you are star six your line, we'll be able to hear you.
Can Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Father, we come before you as your children, and Lord, we're going to stop. We're going to quit taking it personal. Lord, we dismiss all anxiety from our minds because we've presented our needs to you in every form of prayer and in petitions full of gratitude, Father, according to your word in Philippians 4:6. So, Father, I thank you for Pastor Vanessa, Pastor PK, Pastor Reva, Pastor Chuck, Pastor Joseph, and all of their family members, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for your wisdom, for your safety, and for your anointing that are on these men and women of God. Lord, we give you honor and thanks because you sit on the throne and you live forever and ever. And I thank you for the elite ladies of expression. We thank you for the Preston family. We thank you for the godmother, for Marsha, for Shirley, and everyone under the sound of my voice, their family members, Father. Lord, thanks be to God because you give us the victory through our Lord, Jesus Christ. And you told us that in 1 Corinthians 15:57. So Artis International and the Diaz de Leon family, they have victory in the name of Jesus. Thanks be to God because you always lead us to triumph in Christ Jesus. I thank you for divine help for Minister Tanquita Carter, for Kip, and for Erica's daughter, and for Pastor Chuck's dad. I thank you for total healing and restoration for Elena's ruptured disc and for Willa's leg and Jackie's respiratory system. Hallelujah, you're the healer. Thanks be to God, and God, you're able to make all grace abound to us. And we know that we have all sufficiency in everything, and we know that we have an abundance for every good deed. So, Lord, I thank you for financial breakthrough and favor for Lisa and for Tammy, Father. Lord, I thank you that everyone on this call has a financial breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Kitty and Shamika's new job, Father, in their new homes, Lord, and little Kayron will be blessed in her new home, Father. I thank you, Lord, that Regina's team will continue to grow in unity and numbers, and I speak that over every distributor in the name of Jesus that's part of Artis International, Father. Thanks be to God because you lead us to triumph, Father, in Christ Jesus, as I said earlier, and we give you all the honor for that, Lord. I thank you for the prayers that have not been spoken, Father, and those that have come before you, Father, as a sweet-smelling savor. You know their needs. You know their concerns. And we know, Lord God, that as they come before you, putting you first, Lord Jesus, you will ensure that all those things that they've asked, according to your will and purpose, will be done in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you. We reverence you. We honor you. We serve you faithfully with all of our heart, Father. And we consider all the great things that you've done. And we say, thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for that prayer as you seal the word and lifted up our many prayer requests. And we know with expectation and anticipation, we look forward to the praise reports from our God who hears and answers prayer. Thank you so much, Minister Robin. And thank you, Minister Willa, for opening us up in prayer, and Evangelist Tiffany for greeting all of God's people on the line today. We praise God for all of you. I trust and know that the word encouraged and blessed your heart today. And as we always encourage each and every one of you, this is what the call is all about, that we will all submit and obey the call of the Master on our lives. Each one of us have a specific individual blueprint just for us, call, assignment, and destiny. And then we'll go out today from this call and obey and be God's minister in the marketplace, his kingdom builder. We praise God for each and one of you. Go out and have a tremendously terrific Thursday, and we look forward to hearing you shout out on the line tomorrow. Have a blessed day, and bye-bye.